We do want to focus, though, on the get-together today. President Barack Obama and President Felipe Calderon meeting at the White House to give us some perspective on the kinds of discussions they are having and what issues need to be resolved between these two nations. We are joined now by John Ackerman, National Autonomous University of Mexico, editor-in-chief of the Mexican Law Review, and also a columnist for Proceso magazine and La Jornada newspaper. Thank you for being here this morning.
Good morning, a pleasure.
And what kinds of issues do you think the President Calderon is going to, I guess, if he were to be proactive, what issues did he want to get resolved with President Obama?
Well, that's a big if. That's a big question I have both for Obama and Calderon, whether they're actually going to be proactive about this meeting. Up till now, both sides have been pretty passive, really. Obama has not put together sort of forward-looking new strategy towards Mexico, and Calderon on the other side has not either taken advantage of his, this is the fifth meeting he's going to have with Obama, to actually articulate a vision of a new relationship between Mexico and the United States. We still are talking about the Merida plan, which was a Bush plan, which was created about 4.5 years ago. And we don't have anything new yet. So that's the big question. The obvious issues that are going to be on the table are immigration, economic development, and, of course, the violence. 35,000 deaths over the last 4 years under the Calderon government. Now, Calderon keeps on saying that 90% of these are narcos. But that's not at all clear, because this violence has really kind of gotten out of hand, and civilians are falling right and left. So this is a serious problem that both sides need to talk about.
John, you wrote in the Daily Beast just a couple of days ago that Mexico is one of the most anti-American countries in the world. I was surprised to find that.
It's an interesting statistic. This is a survey that was done by the BBC about a year and a half ago. I don't think it's that the Mexicans hate Americans, but there is a general feeling that the influence of the United States over Mexico has been principally negative. And, of course, there are historical reasons for this. I mentioned the piece. It was the Mexican-American War in mid-1900s, in which the United States, you know, conquered a third of Mexico's territory, what, you know, southwest United States used to be part of Mexico. There have been invasions of Mexico, of the United States towards Mexico, but really the situation has to do with contemporary issues. So, for instance, this whole topic of guns and drugs. Mexico has been putting all these deaths because of the quote-unquote war on drugs. And the guns that are used in this war on guns, on drugs, that the cartels are using in Mexico, are 90% of them purchased in U.S. gun shops in southwest United States. And on the U.S. side, there has been a very vigorous resistance by important political groups in the United States to let alone think about going back to the Clinton-era prohibition on assault weapon sales. But they haven't even, Congress has not even been willing to think about basic reporting requirements, right? So there's a new rule that the Obama administration has proposed, and that Congress has now acted to try to stop, which is very minimal rule. Basically, all it requires is that the same person purchases more than one assault weapon at the same store in the southwestern states, only five states in the southwest, then that needs to be reported to the federal government. This is the same kind of requirements exist for pistols in the United States, handguns, but not for assault weapons, which are the weapons that are used in the violence in Mexico. So basically, Mexicans see that there's just a lack of political will in the United States to resolve this problem, to really work with Mexico to stop this violence. And it's really taken a serious toll on Mexican society.
What is President Calderon standing in the minds of the citizens of Mexico right now? Where is he in polls?
He's not doing too well. I mean, you know, he's not Gaddafi yet.
But who is?
Right. But he's doing pretty bad. I mean, the approval ratings are coming down. People are pretty convinced that his quote-unquote war on drugs is a failure, as is obvious through all these deaths. He's been going at this for 4 years, and he keeps on saying that things have to get worse before they get better. But, you know, people are starting to get tired of that kind of talk. So he's in some dire straits. Next year, there's presidential elections. He's getting to the end of his six-year term. 2012 were the new elections. And so he's trying to do whatever possible to boost up his legitimacy, but he hasn't done a real good job.